like to eat bagels. I like to toast my bagels and smother them with cream cheese. It's a good way to eat a bagel, don't you think? Yummy, yummy bagels. They're good in the morning, but they're also good the rest of the day. Do not feel that you can't eat a bagel after breakfast time.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk. This is the Bob Dylan version of I Really Like My Bagels. It's a bagel song, y'all. You know why? Because today is January 15th, and that is means it's National Bagel Day today. You're in shock. Okay. Now, you know, we always have these things you can see where you look up a day and it'll tell you all the different things that a particular day is. So, of course, we have today is our national holiday. So today is National Bagel Day. And then we have National Wikipedia Day. We have National Fresh Squeezed Juice Day. All kinds of things. National Hat Day. You could wear a hat. Women's Healthy Weight Day. National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. It goes on and on and on. But the one that stood out to me was that it was National Bagel Day. And that's because I love bagels and I've learned a lot about the preparation of bagels. I've learned that there's all different kinds of bagels. I even looked up the history of bagels. Oh, hi.
Hey, this is why Jeff Wayne sent me in here. Jeff said, hey, Brian, go in there really quick.
Quit save her.
You got any time? You got about 20 minutes? Would you go sit in there with Meg? I think she's going to do something about bagels for 30 minutes.
30 minutes. So guess what?
And I said, sure, yes. And now I know why.
Brian Prowitz is here.
Good morning.
He is with ADX Marketing, digital marketing, and all marketing for all of our radio stations.
See, this is what happens when you don't get out the door and go out on the street and start selling stuff. They say, go in there and help Meg talk about bagels.
I know. Well, do
you like something else?
Do you like bagels?
Yeah, I like either the everything bagel.
That's the most popular, the country, is the everything bagel.
Sure. And then, or I like a blueberry bagel toasted with schmear. I like a nice thin layer of the cream cheese. I'm not the big gloppy cream cheese guy.
It's a very New York thing, actually, to ask for a schmear.
Schmear.
I just want a schmear on my bagel.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's Canadian. Canadian bacon.
That's right. But you're from Oregon.
Yeah.
So
just
that's
close
probably,
to Canada.
There you go.
Compared to where we are.
Exactly.
But still quite a ways.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right. Well, I hope you're having a good day so far. It's Thursday. We're almost into the weekend. A little chilly for my taste, but we're hoping to keep everything positive here on Pep Talk and keep you going and help you get through the day. Everything that we do here at News Radio 92.3 is to keep you informed. Obviously, we're informative, local, and dependable.
I had to bring my bonsai trees in.
Did you?
Overnight.
Oh, that's
right. This whole week, I got bonsai trees for Christmas.
Oh, how fun.
And so I want them to get the sunshine during the day.
Right.
But it's still even right now, it's too cold out there. So yeah. So I'm taking them in and out. My family's looking at me kind of funny.
Well, it's crazy because tomorrow now it's supposed to go up to 60. Tomorrow.
Right, but the overnight is my problem.
Yeah, and then tomorrow overnight it's going back low again.
Yeah.
And then possibly.
Oh, don't say it. Don't say that.
Flurries.
Schmear.
Early Saturday morning.
Schmear. Just say schmear.
Bagel.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's talk about something a little more maybe helpful to some of the folks that are listening this morning who own their own businesses or people that are... I mean, this is the time, having run my own business and having been involved with the Chamber of Commerce, of course, this is the time where businesses, you know, all kidding aside, where businesses regroup. It's the beginning of the year. Some already have their budget and plans in place, but a lot are looking with so much changing so quickly in terms of media, advertising, social media, so many opportunities, web. I mean, this is one of the things that you, as you've come to this team, it's been great because Brian is really an expert on this stuff, and it's really been great for everybody, I think, especially for me. You've really helped
Thanks.
Me understand a lot of this.
Thanks, yeah.
So there were a couple things. Brian was on this past Monday with me talking about ADX Digital, and there were a couple things that we were saying that maybe we could touch on today, too.
Yeah. I mean, if there's ever a break during the year, I think for a business owner, right now would be that time. Like, you get to count the final dollars from last year and figure out how Black Friday and all the other things at Christmas and holidays went. And of course you're getting ready for your taxes and you're putting the stuff all together and it's like, all right. So I know that at some point here right now, the mid January, maybe to mid February is when you really start to go, okay, what are we going to do in 26? And my encouragement is always to set some time aside, even if it's just an hour with your team or yourself, if you're just the decision maker and nobody else gets to weigh in, you don't have a no committee except yourself, right. Sit down and really start, okay, what are we going to do for marketing in 2026? And there are some companies and businesses that are like, hey, 25 was great. We're just going to repeat. We're going to rinse and repeat what we did in 25. If you're in that category and you know that's just going to build for you in 26, congratulations, you're in a very small minority. Most businesses are looking and going, okay, we got to do better in 26. What are the places we're going to do better in? And so giving ideas really is our job right now, to put great ideas in front of businesses and business owners so that they can feel good about a plan for 2026 that's going to move the needle more than it did last year, or expand you into areas you haven't expanded before. Like, let's say you figured out a new revenue stream toward the end of 25 and you want to see how that's going to develop in 26. This is the place and the time to sit down and get organized thoughts, get very deliberate, get very specific. Maybe even if you have a goal of, okay, that's going to generate us $10,000 extra in 2026, then sit down and figure out, what does that mean per quarter? What does that mean per month, per week? I have a guru, outstanding human being friend of mine named Trevor Mock, who I miss greatly back in Oregon. He runs a company called Carrot.
Oh,
Carrot.com. Online SEO.
As in the carrot vegetable or carrot as in gold?
Carrot vegetable.
Okay.
It's a real estate SEO marketing company.
Oh,
and
interesting.
This guy is younger
than me.
SEO,
I learned, is search engine optimization,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
So if you're in real estate, that's very important for your website. But I bring him up only because he has a spectacular way of looking at planning for the year. And every year I get his stuff back out. I listen to his podcasts on preparing for the next year. And I try to implement more of it each year. But the concept there is, if you have a big goal, break it into smaller bits. Maybe week by week, it means, okay, if you're going to generate $2,500 more this month, then each week you'd need to generate, do the math, I don't know, $750 a week more. Okay, then each day, then what are you going to do? I mean, really breaking it down into small bites, and he's got a whole motivational thing that goes with it as well. So anyway, I take a page from his book and share it with you to say, right now is a great time to get very specific and deliberate on how you plan on expanding into 2026. And a couple of the ideas I wanted to bring to the radio today, one is, as we think about tourism for the coming year and how many businesses here rely on visitors coming in from, let's say, April all the way to September.
Absolutely.
Let's just make that. Is that 6 months? April, May, June, July, August. I mean, it's 6 months.
Well, it could be even longer than that. But if we want to kind of narrow it down and have that window.
Yeah,
yeah,
if
that
you
could
want
work.
To put some parentheses on either side of it. So from April to September, from a digital standpoint, we can geofence the airport, hotels, other area attractions, and hit the people in those little circles that we draw with your ad for your company. So people come to town, maybe they stay at the beach, maybe they're in Gulf Breeze, maybe that's just where they're going to land. They rented a place, maybe it's for a week, maybe they come, maybe they're snowbirds, I don't know. And of course, people do have their favorites they go to, but new people are coming all the time. And everybody, they might want to look for the fresh thing and the new thing.
Right.
And if you want to get in front of people who are going to be here for a short period of time, they're going to eat out every single night. They want the shopping. They want the adventure. They want whatever it is you have. And that tourist is your target audience. We have a great idea coming up for this, for tourist season, if you will, in the area that would allow us to take your social media, a social media post, a display ad, your 30-second TV or audio commercial or video commercial. We can deliver that directly to those people we just talked about through our targeting and our geography that we can use with ADX Digital.
See, that's amazing to me. So we're going to have to explain how that works when we come back and take a quick break, talking with Brian Prowitz about options for you to get started on the right foot for this new year. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Oh, and if you have any questions, you can always text them in at 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowitz is here from ADX Marketing. He's a marketing consultant here. And we've been talking a bit about travelers and people coming to the area, getting ready for tourism. And one of the things that you were just describing was geofencing. Mm-hmm. And I previously did not know about this, but I think this is fantastic. So can you explain, let's say I fly into the airport mm-hmm. and then I get on my phone, mm-hmm. how would it work?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that because sometimes we get into our own jargon.
Well, I joke around here that we have acronyms.
Oh, man.
Oh. So the acronyms are very, that's why I said the SEO. It's like every different business has their own.
Yeah,
so
have you ever sat in on a healthcare medical center meeting with the bosses?
Yes,
acronyms start flying.
Exactly.
So geofencing, the concept there is that a lot of this is based on location. So mm-hmm. your phone is telling the internet where you are when you have your location on. And it used to be where you'd turn your location off and, you know, you'd do all this. And now it's kind of like you want your location on, especially if you have an iPhone, like your family then can see your location. And so location is a very common thing to have on your phone. So wherever you go, as you drive around, you're giving off suggestion or information about where you're at based on your phone. And then you have an IP address and that connects you to the internet and tells us a whole bunch of information about all the things you do. But geofencing essentially is we pick an address or a set of coordinates mm-hmm. and then draw a circle around that point on the map.
Interesting. That's I find that so interesting.
Geofence. That is the definition of that. And anytime you cross that line, then you now fall into the bucket that we are going to advertise to.
So if I'm in the airport and now I've been geofenced in that thing and I have a mm-hmm. restaurant and I want to say, hey, come to our restaurant to every person that lands at the airport.
Yes. Now your display ad, your video ad, your social media post that we choose to use as an ad mm-hmm. pops up on their phone in some way. Because once you turn your phone back on and you start scrolling around, the apps and the websites and the search and your email and the maps even mm-hmm. start to populate with ads that are being delivered to people within that geography.
So smart.
So, and then we can also add a behavioral to that as well. So it's if a certain age group mm-hmm. or even a certain household income, we can even do by net worth.
Really?
We could go by if they have children.
Wow.
If they own a certain brand car. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you begin to choose behaviors and say, that is my target audience. My very best customer drives a brand X car. They wear brand Y clothing. They have this many kids. They make that much money. Maybe they just are travelers. Maybe they enjoy traveling. Maybe they own a boat. Maybe they own an RV. All those things. And that is the first layer of scratching the surface of all the detail we can get into.
I find that amazing, but boy, specific, because that really would be making the most use out of every dollar in every ad.
Yes. And you're buying impressions. So most of the time we're looking at, you know, let's just say it's 50,000 impressions. So mm-hmm. the question for the business owner is, how valuable would it be to you to know that your ad is going to appear in front of 50,000 people that in a month mm-hmm. that fall into the categories we choose?
Wow.
What is the value to you on that?
Yeah.
And then we give you reports that show you we hit that number of impressions. This many people came to your website through mm-hmm. this thing or didn't click the ad and still came to your website.
Right. Well, and that's what's great because it's not just you're sort of hoping this is going to work. You actually have the numbers that will show whether it did or not, and then you can actually fine-tune your targeting, right?
Correct. Yes.
If I understand correctly.
That's right. Yep. So if your ad is working great and you get all the response you want, then we just keep going with that. Mm-hmm. If we run two or three different ads and one of them performs better than the others, we push all the information and all that resource into that one ad. So this is the concept that we've been talking about from April to September and geofencing the airport, the beaches, hotels, the Bay Center, all the places, different attractions in the area, the museum, mm-hmm. you know, downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of it. And then hit those people with your ad to get them to your service or product that relies so heavily on visitors and tourism in this area.
Very smart. Well, and you could do some of the sports arenas, for example, the Ice Fire Arena or Wahoos or any of the soccer field. That's there's so many different options.
Yeah. And there's really no limit to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's an area that is more likely to be a place where your audience would go, well, that's where we should be then.
That's very cool.
And it just takes us to put a pin down on a map and add it to the list of places that we're sending your ads.
So what are some of the other, you had mentioned there were a couple of things that you could do for the tourism market.
Well, what did I say?
Well, geofencing for sure.
Right,
you
yes.
You started out with that.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Well, one other thing that we want to attach to, even if you're not working with us on digital, we have a product called Website Visitor ID. Check this out. So your website, we're driving people. Your radio ads drive people to your website. Every single thing that you have out there, you want people to go to your website, it seems. So, but it's very hard to know much about the people that come to your website. You might have Google Analytics. You might have some widget on there that collects some information. You might have cookies on your website, mm-hmm. which collect a certain amount of information. Now, the participation with cookies is not very high. And the information you get on Google Analytics just by itself is helpful. You might know how many people between the ages of 25 and 35 that live in Pensacola came to your website.
Right.
And you might know where they went before they came to your website or what pages they went to on your site. We have this website visitor ID that runs on your website without cookies and can collect name, first name, last name, address, email address, household income, net worth,
wow.
how many kids.
All of that?
A ton of information that you can add to a database that then you can advertise to.
Wow, that is, what a tool that is. It
creates a dashboard that you have access to whenever you want to be able to see information about who's coming to your website. Website visitor ID. At ADX Communications, we don't lock you into an annual contract. We don't want to pin you to something that you're not familiar with. We have short contracts, usually 3-month minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very good thing for you to try, put on your website. And as you're driving traffic to your website, you'll know through your website how many people are coming to your site, but you don't know who they are.
Right.
And this grows your database so that you can advertise to them, hopefully through more of the content or the ideas that we have. But there are other ways to use that database that you can imagine would be very helpful. But also, it literally solidifies the question of what type of people come to my website, who is my audience, those kinds of things, all available, website visitor ID. We do it all without cookies. And it is a very reasonable price that we would be happy to talk to you about.
Brian Prowitz is here. He's our ADX Digital Marketing Consultant. We're going to come back with Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing. This is great stuff. I'm over here thinking, this is great stuff. Really, if I was a business owner at this point, I would absolutely do this.
I'm going to give you the best example that I'm so excited about this example. So without saying the name of the company necessarily, we have right now running for a client an ad that is delivered specifically to a very, very targeted geographic audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we talked about geofences.
Right.
So imagine that we drew a circle around the most perfect targeted audience for this particular client. We went to their Facebook page. We took their pictures, their favorite best pictures that they love the most. We built that into a 30-second ad. We put our radio ad behind it and then delivered it to connected television. So any TV that's connected to Wi-Fi that's live and local television, this ad will hit those people inside that geography with not only the commercial, but with a QR code, Meg.
Wow.
And when you scan the QR code, the phone app pops up on your phone with their phone number right there.
That's amazing.
With the ad saying, call now because this is the best time to get started. Here's the phone number. Hit send, go, and you're on the phone to the client. And then we put website visitor ID on their website so they know who's coming to their website, and they can use that in future marketing efforts because they've got name, address, email address, and a bunch of demographic information about the people that come to their website. It's my favorite campaign that's running right now. I'm super proud of it.
That's awesome.
And we can do that again and again and again for you, Mr. Ms. Business Owner here in the greater Pensacola area, all you got to do is call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Tell him you heard Brian talking on the radio, 850-262-6000, ADX Digital Marketing. Meg, have a bagel.
All right, Brian, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate you so much. And yeah, we can target some bagel people. I'm sure I would be on that list. Remember today to be kind to others, gentle with yourself, love now, and eat a bagel for National Bagel Day.